This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Electromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have a couple of gentlemen who are representing ACT-IACT. And we're going to talk about an awards event coming up in a couple weeks. And I think it's a real good idea to talk about giving awards to federal IT professionals who've persevered and fought the good fight and actually achieved some of the topics we've talked about, like virtualization and healthcare IT transition and making efficiencies in enterprise-level software. Today in the studio, we have Atajan Danmez. He is the Senior Director for eGlobal Tech. And we have Al Sloan. He's the Senior IT Program Manager at the U.S. Department of Labor. And he is the director of benefits.gov. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you two today?
Fine, thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, John.
Well, Al, you sound like a regular American. And Atajan, what kind of name is that? We got to talk about your background, Atajan. Where are you from? And tell us a little about your company before we talk about ACT-IACT.
Sure, thank you. First of all, I'd like to say thanks for having us over today. It's great. I love talking about ACT-IACT and happy to be here. I'm originally Turkish, actually, and been here since I was 14 years old, since 1981. So I work for eGlobal Tech, and we are a IT solutions provider to the federal government, and been involved with ACT-IACT since 2010.
Oh, it's good. And ACT-IACT, of course, is a public-private partnership, and you're representing the private part, and now we got to have the other part, which is Ian Young here. We got to have the public part. Yep. Al, tell us about your background and some experience you've had in the federal government, please.
Well, my experience started back in the 90s with the federal government. I started on the help desk, crawling under people's desks, repairing
computers. Whoa, that gets in trouble, Al. It's in big trouble doing that today.
And so, I moved up through the ranks. I started off as a contractor there, and I ended up being a federal employee back about 8 years ago. And I worked for Job Corps for a long time, and then I went to foreign labor certification. Both of those are at the Department of Labor, and now I'm running benefits.gov.
That's interesting. I started talking about public-private partnerships. I was in a classroom on Saturday, and one of the slides I put up was public-private partnership. I had a picture of Todd Park sitting next to Dr. Harry Greenspun talking about healthcare IT, saying, look, Harry Greenspun with Deloitte, Todd's with the federal government. Guess what? They both have the same goals. They're trying to reduce healthcare costs. And I told my students, I said, look, this is really two and two is five. I know it doesn't make sense, but two and two is five. When you can take the best of both worlds, get them together, finally we can all work together and share the same vision. And guess what? Govies pay taxes. I pay taxes. Everyone wants their tax money used efficiently. And I think that's the whole purpose of ACT-IACT. Maybe that's their motto. Hi, Al, is it I pay taxes, you pay taxes? I don't want to spend any waste money, huh?
That's right. That's right.
So, Al, when did you get involved in ACT-IACT?
Well, we apparently we won an award with them.
Wow, that's good.
So we're one of the five winners for intergovernment collaboration. Mm-hmm. And our program was nominated, and we'll see during the award ceremony who actually did win the award.
So the category is intergovernmental collaboration, and your project is benefits.gov, is that right?
Right, and we're one of the five finalists.
Okay, so a bunch of finalists, bunch of awards. Atajan, maybe you could put this in a frame for us, framework this.
Sure, I would love to. So this is the 14th year that ACT-IACT is actually recognizing outstanding government programs such as Al's benefits.gov. And it's a great venue. We actually call it the Academy Awards of Federal IT. And who's who in federal IT, is there?
I'd like to thank the Academy. Is that what they say
up
there?
That's very true. Actually, we were actually thinking about that yesterday. can I have the envelope, please, type of thing. So it's the awards are open to government at all levels, so it's not just federal. We also take state and local and everything else that's in the government. And the finalists and winners are selected by a panel of government industry judges. So going back to your point a little bit earlier, this is a true collaboration between government and industry. And that's one of the things that people love about it so much, because as Al and I were just talking outside right before we started this, our relationships usually are so contractually and legal bound, and you know, where there are things we can do, we can't do. These types of forums that ACT-IAC provides are actually very collaborative environments where we can speak freely, we can discuss things. So it's great. So as you said before, we have six categories this year. Last year we had five, and this year we added health IT for, I think, obvious reasons. And it's one of the hottest topics in the industry right now. And there's 31 programs, such as Al's benefits.gov here, that are finalists in these six categories. And it's going to be a great event. It's on the 24th of March. And we have a different venue this year. We made a lot of changes, which I'll get into a little bit later in the program. And there's some real reasons behind why we did that. It's a very, very good program.
For more information, you can go to ACTIAC.org. You could register for the event and find out. I think last year they had 300 or 400 people show up. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. We had about 350, 360 people last year. This year we expect even more. Every year we get more and more people. And you get a lot of, like I said, you know, who's who in federal IT. A lot of CIOs show up. A lot of actually high-level executives from the agencies show up. This year, our keynote speaker is going to be the new IRS commissioner. So we have a lot of high-powered individuals. So I encourage everybody to.
Is it going to be a red carpet and paparazzi taking pictures and all that?
Exactly.
Al Sloan's getting out of the car. Oh, he's wearing an Oscar de la Renta. Oh, really? Hi, my name's Al. I'm wearing an Oscar de la Renta. I'm in benefits.gov. And the government salary, you can afford that? No, well, I borrowed it for the evening, and most of them are borrowed anyway. So Al, tell us a little bit about benefits.gov.
Well, okay, I'd be glad to. Benefits.gov started 12 years ago. It was a collaboration that came out between, I believe it was seven different federal agencies at the time, and 55 benefits we had on the program. Now we've grown from seven agencies to 17 agencies. And we have over 1,000 benefits. We're getting close to 1,100 benefits on the site. Our purpose is to make it easy for the citizens to find out what they could be entitled to as far as federal benefits go. So we're a clearinghouse for the federal government for the benefits. We are the official benefit website for the U.S. government. And I think we do an excellent job, and I'm proud to be here today. I'm proud to be recognized, proud to be part of the team that's recognized for this award with our intergovernment collaboration. I do know we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort with our partners. And one of the reasons why we've been around for 12 years and have been so successful is due to the fact that of our relationships with other federal agencies. We're very unique. We have a very personal approach to our relationships with other agencies, and we have a governance board, which most programs have, but ours is we reach out to them often to find out their feelings. And what's, every agency is slightly different. You wouldn't think. You would think that they'd all be the same as far as, the administration to get documents through their system, but they're different. So I'm just happy to be here and happy to be part of this team.
Great. Atta-John, we're going to take a little break here, and we come back. Let's try to break down exactly the 36 different categories or nominees in the six categories, and the whole idea behind how they decide who wins what, and what the prize is, and talk a little bit about the event when we come back. That makes sense?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio. Today in the studio is Atta John Donmez, Senior Director, eGlobal Tech, and Al Sloan, Senior IT Program Manager at the U.S. Department of Labor. We'll be back in a bit.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu is on Twitter. Follow him at jserbuwfed for the latest news about the Defense Department and defense contracting at jserbuwfed.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Atta John Donmez. He's the Senior Director for a company called eGlobal Tech. And we have his colleague, Al Sloan. He's a Senior IT Program Manager at the Department of Labor, and he represents benefits.gov. And today, we're not talking about either one of those. We're talking about ACT-IACT and excellence.gov awards program that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And you may scratch your head and go, well, John, this is supposed to be tech talk. We're supposed to be talking about TCP/IP and security and FISMA and all that stuff. But if you step back and you, I guess if you look at federal IT professionals, I know many of them over many, many years, and a lot of times they don't get a pat in the back. No one says good job. And in the commercial world, there's all kinds of awards and plaques and goodies and trips. And they don't get much of it in the federal government. And I know a lot of people that maybe just want to be told they're doing a good job every now and then. I think that's what the ACT-IACT program is all about. In fact, I was on Capitol Hill yesterday. I was in the Rayburn building there. And I met a guy named Tom Young. He's a congressman from Indiana. And he's working on a project with a group called PMI. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to come up with programs that will encourage federal IT professionals to stay in the federal government, maybe come up with some kind of a path or some kind of a way to retain good people. And he said these four words, I think this is great. He says, you know, the federal government has so many good people. And, I, you know, that really resonated with me because I know good people who work for the federal government. I lived next door to one for many, many years. And he said something that was, boy, this is so profound. He said, you know, what a lot of companies do, they look at commercial information technology and try to apply it to the federal government and expect the same results. But, you know, the same resources aren't available for govies. And there's a lot of barriers to success in the federal government. So when we look at these awards, Atta John, these are people who have really fought the good fight and battled and actually succeeded in a very difficult environment, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. And that's why, you know, they are recognized. And, you know, we go out every year with this around November timeframe. And we asked for nominations across the entire government, really. Like I said before, it's not just federal, it's also state and local. So this year we got somewhere close to 100 nominations, and they span something like 17 agencies across the government. Plus, we actually had the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mm-hmm. And last year we had Utah. So the agencies, you know, run the full gamut. You know, you have Army and, you know, other DoD components. You have labor, as you have, you know, Al here today, the VA, USDA, Justice, EEOC. So, you know, small and, you know, big departments, small agencies, everybody participates. And we have six categories this year: excellence in enhancing the customer experience, intergovernmental collaboration, which is where Al's DOL benefits.gov program is. Or was nominated, enterprise efficiencies, digital government, pilots and startups. And then this year we added also health IT because it's such a hot topic these days. So out of these, there's a panel of government and industry judges. We go, we usually try to do about 2/3 government, 1/3 industry. And these are all volunteers. So I'd like to actually recognize them all here today. They do a great job. It's a lot of you know, personal time that they volunteered. Is all voluntary work, and it takes a good bit of you know, effort to go through all of these. So a big applause to them. And then, you know, they go through about three rounds of judging, and at the end we come up with this year we have 31. We come up with five, and it turned out one of them had six because they just couldn't decide. And because they were so good. And so we have 31 finalists, five in each category. And then, you know, you'll find out at the awards. So please do show up to see who actually
does the win. So each of the six categories is going to have a winner, and then there's going to be an overall winner as well. Is
exactly.
That correct, Atta John?
Yes, that's correct. So we're going to recognize them, all the finalists, and then, you know, there's going to be category winners. And then out of those category winners, there's going to be what we call the best of the best. And the greatest thing about these is that these programs, you know, whether you win the whole thing or you're just a finalist, all of these programs deserve phenomenal credit for what they do. And they actually become a source of best practices for the government IT community. So that's another reason why people should come and you know, watch these folks, meet them, learn about what they did, so that they can actually get inspired by some of these things that they have done, and then even maybe do some technology and knowledge transfer.
And last year, there must have been 300 or 400 people in the audience, a lot of different agencies there. And we talk about silos and people just looking, you know, inward and not realizing. But I think if you attend this event, you look out and say, well, geez, you know, Department of Labor had this problem, and this guy named Al Sloan kind of beat his head in the wall for a few years and figured out, well, maybe I can do the same thing. Or maybe this individual organization uses technology. Well, this is how they achieved virtualization. And oh, so this is what a software-defined network is. I think it's real good to sit down in a room of colleagues. I guess it'd be like NFL players all sitting in a room and looking at all the middle linebackers. Oh, so that's how you tackle that. Maybe I'll try that. Maybe put my shoulders a little lower. Maybe bend my knees. And in fact, we have one of the finalists here, representing one of the finalists, Al Sloan from benefits.gov. So Al, what's the magic sauce? Is it just beat your head against the wall? Is it hire smart people? So what's the magic? What's the success story?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different items. One is, yes, you need the best people. Two, you need great collaboration between your people and the people that you serve. In benefits.gov, we serve the American people. We serve the citizens, and we need to know what is best for them. And what we have done, you know, lately is try to balance of efficiency and innovation, and at the same time try to work that in to our budget. You know, we can come up with great ideas, but if we don't have the money to implement them, we can't do it. And we have been able to, during the 12 years that we've been in existence, been able to put in some great ideas into our program. We were in the cloud in 2010 when people were still talking about the definition of the cloud. And last year or 2 years ago, we won an award for being one of the 5 best government websites that work. Last year, we won an award for our mobile technology. What we decided to do there was to have responsive design instead of having mobile apps for our program. And what that allows us to do is bring our partnerships, the different federal agencies, into the mobile environment. And this year, we're proud to be part of this award with our intergovernment collaboration. What is the secret? I think it's just hard work, you know?
There's a lot of listeners know the term responsive. Responsive design is a technique for a website where it can dynamically resize itself. So when Natajan looks on a smartphone, Al looks on a tablet, and I look on a desktop, we see pretty much a similar type page. And a lot of people say responsive is the way to go. And I encourage even people starting companies right now, 2 or 3 people starting a company, start off with responsive, because 3 to 5 searches in Google are mobile. And so that's the big surprise, is that it's going to be mobile whether you like it or not, Hal.
That's right.
The lesson you learned. Well, who cares if I like it or you like it? It's going to be mobile.
Right. We can tell from our Google Analytics who is logging on to our website and what device they are using when they log on. We have noticed a massive increase in the mobile usage over the past few years. And once we decided to go to the responsive design and implemented it, we increased our mobile usage by 60%. 1/3 of our viewers now access this site via mobile.
That's not moving the needle, that's breaking the needle.
It is.
You know, we're talking about an ACT ACT event. If you like more information, actiac.org. More information. When's the date for the event again, Atajan?
It's March 24th from 3 to 6 p.m.
And a new location this year, correct? A new time? Tell us more about that, please.
Yes. So when we started the planning for this back in August of last year, one of the subjects that we discussed was, you know, every year this has been done always in a, you know, your traditional luncheon kind of a format where you go to a ballroom and there's, you know, a bunch of tables with 10 people at each one, and people sit around and, you know, eat lunch and kind of listen to things. And, you know, even though it's a great event and, you know, people come in, it's really almost, you know, isolated islands of these tables where people just kind of sit and talk to each other. And then there isn't really a lot of interaction, if you will, which is one of the biggest things that we promote on ACT-IAC, interaction and collaboration. So we felt that this year we'd like to do something different. So we went with the Arena Stage. So it's going to be at the Arena Stage, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, you know, familiar with that that venue. It's like a sports arena. It's like a basketball court, if you will. And, you know, there's going to be theater seating all around, and which we hope that this is going to actually encourage a lot more interaction, you know, with the finalists, with, you know, everybody in the audience. And it's going to be a great event.
Atadan, we're up against a commercial break. Let's pick up that thought. We come back in just a couple seconds. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Atadan Donmez, Senior Director, eGlobal Tech, and Al Sloan, Senior IT Program Manager, U.S. Department of Labor, talking about Excellence Awards, excellence.gov.
Hi, this is David Gregory. Join me Sundays at 8 p.m. for Meet the Press right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. That's right, the same great show you watch Sunday mornings on NBC, you can also hear on the radio. For more than 60 years, Meet the Press has featured headline-making interviews with world leaders and U.S. newsmakers, including every president since John F. Kennedy. Tune in each week to hear analysis, discussion, and review the week's political events from noted journalists and experts. Sunday nights at 8, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. In the studio, Atadan Donmez. He's a senior director at eGlobal Tech. And we have Al Sloan, Senior IT Program Manager at U.S. Department of Labor. We've got the yin-yang going today. We've got the public-private partnership, which is what ACT-IACT is all about. Govies and commercial folks getting together and trying to achieve mutually agreeable goals. Reduce the cost of government. Reduce the cost of healthcare IT. I think these are all reasonable goals. And what they try to do is they try to encourage federal IT professionals to succeed by giving out awards. And we're talking about excellence.gov awards coming up. And before the break, we had Atadan giving more details. So normally this is kind of like a get a hotel room, get some dried turkey or dried chicken, and get some guy who tries to tell bad jokes in front of the room and head out some awards. So now you're moving. You're going to the Arena Theater. You're going late in the afternoon, yep. And you're changing the seating. You're kind of shaking this up a little bit, aren't you?
Right, yeah. So we wanted to bring a fresh approach this year. And so like I said right before the break, we decided to go with Arena Stage, where it will be a theater round format. You know, it'll facilitate more interaction and with the audience, generate increased involvement, which is what we want. And then and hopefully there'll be a lot of, back and forth with the audience and they can get really involved. The other thing we did is we changed the time. You know, instead of doing a lunch, we are doing a late afternoon, early evening reception type of event. And the reason for this was because, you know, we're all harried always, right, in D.C. Somebody's always going to something, you know, there's always a meeting somewhere. So, you know, at lunch, people are kind of hurrying off so that they can make their afternoon appointments and what have you. So we decided to make this a late afternoon, early evening reception so that they can actually spend more time, you know, stay after the awards. We're going to have what we're calling a dessert reception. They can spend more time with the finalists and learn more about it. Just, you know, bring out more networking opportunities and things like that, which is all ACT-IAC is all about.
You know, it really makes sense. If I'm in the audience, let's say I work at DOI, at Department of Interior, and I'm trying to come up with a website, and Al Sloan stands up there and he gets an award. And how do you do that? I mean, doesn't he have the same budget problems I have? I mean, doesn't he have a hard time keeping people and then training people in security and this and that? And maybe what I can do is I can approach Al afterwards and go, hey, Al, congratulations. Listen, let me ask you a question. I mean, this is what it's all about. It's just grabbing Al and say, look, exactly. I'm a govy too. You're a govy. We have the same kind of limitations right. And problems. And, well, how did you do it? I mean, what's the, tell me the real story. Don't tell me the hard work story. I don't want to hear the hard work story. What's the magic? That's the opportunity, isn't it, Al?
That's right. And we're willing to share our information with different agencies if they reach out to us. We have a good product, and we're proud of it, and we do want to share it. We recently shared our reactive technology and mobile with IRS, and we shared some other items with different agencies. What we do that's a little bit different is we actually reach out to the partnership often throughout the year, so they know we're available to them if we're doing something good, and this relationship just builds and builds and builds.
Speaking of the IRS, the keynote speaker at this event is going to be the commissioner of the IRS, and I believe his name is John Kaskanen. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And a lot of people know him from the Y2K problem that he solved, and he apparently is the problem solver in chief for the federal government. And I think if you have a problem making a transition, managing mobile devices, scratching your head about open source, wondering about security, what to do about FISMA, I think this would be a great event because you could sit in the audience, look around, and say, no, I don't care about healthcare IT. No, I don't care about enterprise security. You know, we have this pilot, and we're testing virtualization. And we're trying to do a stress test on this VMware. And we want to know how do they do it? Well, how do they do it at the Department of Defense? How do they do it at the Manpower Center? Well, you know, I would go to that event and I would sit right next to the DOD and I'd say, hi, guess what? I got a problem and I think you got the answer for me.
And also, you know, John, one thing I wanted to point out is it's not always about the, you know, these are not always about the coolest and the sexiest, you know, technology that's you know, really nice and you know, popular these days. Sometimes it's about taking an existing, you know, technology that's been around for a long time and applying it in a different way, kind of out of the box thinking, and we see a lot of those in the nomination. So you know, somebody could you know, look at one of these nominations and say, oh, I never thought to use that technology in that manner. You know, it looks like that's a great application of it. So there's all that too. Usually, you know, the nominations run two different things. Like I said, you know, either it's a very, you know, prevalent technology of today and what's hot, or it's, you know, something most of us would find boring, but the way that it's been used, it saved $100 million, let's say, or you know, it made the service to a citizens much more, you know, much better and much more efficient. So it takes different shapes and sizes and forms.
You know, my son has a lot of friends who are active duty, and when I look at one of these categories of defense and veterans eye injury and vision registry, my son has two friends who are in locations outside the United States, and these guys could hurt a lot more than just their eyes. They can come back dead, and any time you can increase the efficiency for that, it's not very sexy. It's not virtualization. It's not a new app that you can watch on TV or see someone use. It's just practical, down to earth. And I think when the day is done, many of my listeners, they want to work 8 hours and go home and say, you know, I accomplished something today, and I really had a problem that actually helped a warfighter. Or if there's an emergency like Katrina, I've been able to dynamically allocate resources in a virtual environment. And that means what? It means that the healthcare provider can show up on time and not get misdirected.
Absolutely.
That's something that you brought up, Hurricane Katrina. What we are able to do with benefits.gov is leverage our program so other people can use it. For instance, we run for Social Security SSA Best. We run govloans.gov. We also run a big portion of disasterassistance.gov for FEMA. And during Hurricane Sandy, since we're in the cloud, we had the third day of the hurricane, we had over 1 million hits in one day on that website, and we were able to handle it. We didn't get shut down, and you know, it's good technology that we put into practice.
You must have done the pedantic, detailed checklist items of establishing a virtualized server, you know, stress test it. What if this happens? You obviously tested it to 1 million and decided, yes, you could handle it, and you'd have egg in your face the day after. I mean, what if a disaster happened to your home and you want to see what benefits you got from FEMA? I would sure like to be able to go online and find out and not get a 404 message. That would not be good.
And now with you using that with the responsive design technology in mobile, if your power goes off, you still have your phone. You still can reach these sites
and try to find what's going on.
Right.
I want to bounce back to Representative Tom Young. And boy, this guy's, you know, I don't know many congressmen, but he's pretty smart. He said, you know, in the commercial world, you can dynamically allocate resources. If there's six projects, something go wrong, take money from A, put it in C, move it around. And the federal government agencies don't have that privilege, don't have that right. So all of a sudden, all these award finalists I'm looking at, these are projects that maybe were underfunded, were not funded, had partially funded, and got twisted and turned and changed. So this is really an indication of the adaptability of many of these projects to come to fruition to something from the beginning to the end.
Correct. Very true.
Good. We're going to take a quick break here, and what I'd like to do is come back from the break, remind people about this event coming up, maybe name some of the different agencies and organizations that are part of the 31 that are represented, and talk more about this event. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio. Today in the studio, we have Alkajan Donmez, Senior Director, eGlobal Tech, and Al Sloan, Senior IT Program Manager at U.S. Department of Labor, benefits.gov, and we're talking about excellent.gov awards.
Mike Causey on Federal News Radio.
I would rather give an ostrich a pedicure than play this.
Your turn with Mike Causey, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. only on Federal News Radio. Check out Mike's column, The Federal Report, weekdays at federalnewsradio.com, or sign up to have Mike's daily column delivered directly to your email.
You know, they're probably going to find out in 20 years that carrying one of these in your wallet causes your buttocks to fall off.
Mike Causey on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Alkajan Donmez, Senior Director at eGlobal Tech, and Al Sloan, Senior IT Program Manager at the U.S. Department of Labor, and he works with the benefits.gov project. We're talking about success in the federal government. Yes, it's success. We're talking about federal IT success. Everyone gets sick of picking up the newspaper and failure, failure, failure. Come on now. This is the real world. There's hundreds of thousands of people work for the federal government. 99% of them are successful. Let's talk about it. Let's recognize it. And what ACT IACT is doing is they're putting on an event in March, and they're going to finally recognize people who get up every morning, beat their head against the wall, come back home at night, and after a period of time, they actually succeed in different projects. And the event's coming up. Alkajan, when's it coming up again? I forget.
March 24th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at a theater somewhere. That's kind of different, huh?
Yep,
the Arena Theater?
It's going to be at the Arena Theater, and we would love for everybody to come out and see us and talk to the finalists and learn about all the greatest things that you just said about how they overcame, you know, big obstacles and succeeded. And then they can use those as best practices across the board. And actually, in fact, I'd like to mention one thing. ACT IAC is actually working on building a database of these best practices because, you know, over the last 14 years this has been done. We're sitting on some seriously wealthy data there. So we're going out and getting permission from the various program owners to be able to, you know, release their information, which almost all of them are saying absolutely yes. And they're gonna put that all in a keyword searchable database, and hopefully they'll be available sometime soon, and we're gonna make that available to people.
I referenced that I was in a classroom on Saturday with a bunch of youngsters in their late 20s and early 30s, and boy, they get information different than I do. You know, a lot of people read blogs and Twitter and social media. And if you want more information about this event, you can go to hashtag excellencegov, I think is what the hashtag is.
Yes.
And the handle is at ACTIAC, A-C-T-I-A-C. And I even think the govies have a little Twitter action going on too, at benefitsgov. I think that's what's that. So you can learn
that's
more
correct.
About that. So
that's correct,
you're getting
John.
Up to speed there, Al, you know?
I'm not all that old.
Well, there are people who are listening and they're saying, well, geez, Al, he knows a little bit about technology. And Alkajan, I don't know, he's got that funny first name, but he might be a nerd. He might be a card-carrying nerd. So I have designed a scientific 10-question test that will determine your exact status in the social world of nerd or not nerd. Nerd or cool guy, I guess, is a continuum. And we're going to ask you to do this test first, Al. First question, how many desktops do you have in your house?
I have 4 desktops and 3 laptops.
And how many cell phones did you buy last year?
One.
Just one. That's a weak answer. Cool guys have 5.
Should I include my family?
No. Okay. Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
No.
No. Okay. Do you have a personal blog?
No.
Do you use any personal online backup services?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What kind of smartphone do you have?
iPhone.
An iPhone.
And a BlackBerry.
Ooh, got some points with both. Yeah, double trouble. And how many apps on that?
Oh, can I say also, I'm planning on buying the new Samsung S5 when it hits the market next month.
Platform agnostic. That's what we call it. Platform agnostic.
That's right.
And in the last 30 days, how many apps did you use in that iPhone?
Use? Probably about 7.
7. And we break into your house this afternoon. How many tablets do we find there, Al?
2.
2. And what social networking sites are you active in?
Just one.
Okay. And what's that?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Finally, the last book you read, was it paper or electronic?
Paper.
Paper. Nerd points. You're closer to a cool guy. You're closer to a cool guy than being a nerd. And let's see if Alkajan can whoop you on this one here. Okay, big guy. First question. I break into your house tonight. How many desktops do I see floating around there?
Well, actually, it's all laptops, but I guess it's all the same thing now. We have four. Five.
But the five. Desktops is very prestigious, not bad.
No desktops.
And you personally, how many cell phones have you bought in the last year?
Just one.
Just one. You must
just
be
one.
Happy, you know.
Just one.
Cool guys, you know, they change them all the time. Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a personal blog?
No, no blog.
Mm-hmm. What kind of personal online backup services do you use?
I use a couple, actually. I'm big into photography, so I have one for photography, all the digital pictures, and then I have another one for, you know, all the other normal.
The correct answer is I have a SAN at home, but that was the correct answer. What kind of smartphone do you have?
I have a iPhone.
iPhone. And how many apps did you use in that last month in that iPhone?
Probably about a dozen.
A dozen. That's not many. And break into your house tonight. How many tablet devices do you see floating around there in the kitchen and the living room and everything?
Four. Four tablets and three readers.
Wow. That's getting up there.
Yep.
And are you active in any social networking sites?
Yes, LinkedIn and Facebook.
Okay. And finally, last book you read, was it paper or electronic?
Electronic.
Well, I'm afraid, Al, you got whooped there. Al, you got whooped there. You're a cool guy, and he's a nerd. And in this climate, being a nerd is cool. I don't know if it's cool or nerdy.
He also has more hair.
Well, you know, if we're that scale, I don't think I'd be on top of that discussion at all. We're going to move away from that discussion completely. We see this event has changed over the years. You've actively tried to encourage interoperability or maybe exchange of information with the people in there. Mm-hmm. So, Atajan, where do you think this event's going to happen in the next 3 or 4 years, or what kind of changes are in store for the Excellence.gov Awards?
Very fair question. So as you heard me talk about how we changed it this year, change, I think, is going to be the theme. We're going to try to change it up, if not every year, maybe every couple of years, you know, bring in fresh ideas, new ways, new venues, you know, maybe some different ways of approaching it. So we want to keep it fresh. We want to keep, you know, changing it and making it effective and relevant to today. And as I said, the other thing that we're going to be doing is putting this database together, because I think there is a wealth of information there that we can actually provide out to all the government agencies and industry alike, actually. And the nominations are increasing, you know, on a yearly basis, which is great to see. And not only that, the sophistication and the quality of the nominations are getting better and better. And like, case in point, this year, you know, one of the judging panels of one of the categories, they couldn't decide in between two of them. So we ended up with six on that finalist instead of five, because they are getting very, very good.
Yeah. And I think the idea of pilots is very important, especially for activities like mobile device management, virtualization. You have a pilot first before you commit resources to see if it's the right fit or not.
Absolutely.
I think that's real smart.
Absolutely.
You know, Al, you've been around like I have, and you remember a guy named David Bowie, and he wrote a song that had the phrases, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-changes. And so my quick question for you is, what about the changes? Where do you see government changing here in the next 5 to 7 years, and where's benefits.gov heading?
I think benefits.gov is heading to actually taking online applications. Right now, what we do is we refer the people to the websites of the different agencies so they can fill out the online applications. With the event of MyUSA, which is being run by GSA, we're the first pilot that's going to be going out. So the data will be housed at their location, all the PII over there, and the applications will be filled out automatically. It will be saved for them. And also it will, when a user logs on to a different website within the government, it should pre-populate that the pages that need to be populated with the user's information.
On the radio, we have something called the phrase that pays, and I think the phrase that pays is intergovernmental collaboration. I mean, you just defined
That's correct.
You were defining intergovernmental collaboration, weren't you? Well, the data's going to reside here, but if person A winds up at this agency, it's going to be pre-populated from B, and this is a whole world of virtualization and very complex structure, isn't it?
It's very complex, because you're getting into everyone's database and everyone's the architecture of their IT.
Atajan, you work for a commercial company here. From your perspective and looking at it from different set of eyes and owls, where do you see the next 5 years heading for federal government IT?
I think we have a lot of challenges, and as you see in these awards, that there's a lot of good ideas out there to overcome those challenges, and it's going to be an exciting and difficult at the same time, time frame coming up, which breeds a lot of opportunity, obviously, for government and industry alike to collaborate to overcome these challenges.
It's interesting. Well, I'm going to hit one more time, actiact.org. More information on excellence.gov awards. I think it's about time you recognize some hardworking govies, some federal IT professionals that have overcome the odds and broken through some of the barriers. And I think it's good for listeners to take in and learn from others and see how they, in fact, achieve some of their goals. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Atajan Donmez, Senior Director, eGlobal Tech, and Al Sloan, Senior IT Program Manager at U.S. Department of Labor, working with benefits.gov. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 9, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.